father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I was fortunate when the chief of police in the city of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, is kind enough to join us. Booker, can I put you in charge of getting rid of wind in the winter? We can put up a 20, but then when the wind's like 20 to 25, I would have put that on your table. A nice little breeze in the summer, you know, you're walking around, you're doing whatever. But in the winter, I want you to add that to everything that's on your plate. Get rid of the wind.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get right on that, Matt.
How soon can you complete that project that I've just
done? Right now.
That would be great. Okay, let's get to everything that's happening. As a member, as a proud member of law enforcement who has the responsibility of a high number of officers in Bloomington, the citizens of Bloomington, cares about this state, as you have watched what has happened the last 7 days, what are your intellectual thoughts and what are your emotions as you're taking this all in?
Well, you know, I won't get into emotions, but I will say that these tactics are not what we've been trained on. A lot of this stuff is quite frankly unbelievable that we're witnessing here for some of these folks. Basically, a lot of this stuff that I'm seeing is stuff that we stopped doing 20 years ago, right? And, you know, I think in Minnesota, you know, I know some people don't agree with this, but that it is what it is. I think we do got the best law enforcement in the state. I think we're the best trained in the country. And what I'm seeing is not reflective of the tactics that we use here in the state.
Why do you think it's happening?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, to be honest. You know, when this first started, we were all told that, you know, we're going to go after the violent offenders and whatnot. And I think everybody agreed that we should do that, right? I mean, obviously, you don't want some of these people in their community, mm-hmm. whether they're supposed in this country legally or not. You don't want them in your community. But it's morphed into something else that we weren't told, right? And I don't know what's changed or... You know, public safety and policing don't mix, right? I mean, you cannot, it's a marriage that's never meant to be successful or happen, but it just appears that this is strictly politically based at this point.
You are the chief of police of a big city in this state. Have you had any communication whatsoever from the federal law enforcement, which is in this state?
Yeah, we've had limited communication, but what I mean by that is we've talked to folks prior to all this stuff starting, right? And now there's no communication, and nor has there ever been, even when we did meet with them, any communication about any of the operations they were running. It was just, you know, let's get a number so if people are, you know, because we're getting calls that people, you know, think that their relative got kidnapped, right? Can we have a website link to give people so they can see if someone's arrested? That was more or less the nature of the conversations that we've had with these folks.
What else would you like? I mean, that website would be great because there are people who are U.S. citizens who have been grabbed, often in a violent, unprofessional way, and then at the Whipple Building for a day or 2 days. And again, I'm with you, and I feel like I've made this point 700 times. All the violent criminals, I don't care if they're from Golden Valley, Bloomington, Caracas, anywhere. Let's find them. And if they're in this country legally, let's get them out. Or if they're from here, let's get them for a trial. But what else to have this run in a more professional 2026 way, not in a way that I don't know if it's 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. What else would you like the dialogue to what else would you like in that dialogue?
So here's what I would like. And I think if you were to have any police chief on here who's been working for a while, they would tell you, when the federal government, the running joke in local law enforcement was, if the federal government needed to arrest someone, it was going to take them a year to figure out how to do it, when to do it, because their processes, right? So they would have a specific person they were going after, a specific plan to arrest that person, and they would know everything about that person, and then they would go arrest them. I would like to see them go back to that, right? Not this going, just grabbing people off the street, knocking on doors, and hanging out in parking lots. Because then that way you're not arresting the wrong people, right? And that's been a change here in the last year where they haven't been doing that. And that's where you're seeing all these problems at, in my opinion.
It seems stunning to me that someone who is a legal citizen could be driving to Sam's Club, wherever they're going, and they get stopped and they're surrounded without any probable cause, and they have to demonstrate they're an American citizen. Again, for those folks who are involved in violence, yes, but we still, I thought, believed in some level of law and accountability in this country.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it. And the other part that I want the public to fully understand is, like, local law enforcement, we don't have the ability to verify someone's citizenship.
Yeah.
Right. Because we don't, you know, again, we don't do immigration enforcement. Right. So I, you know, carrying papers and all that, I get people want to do it, but they have systems to verify who people are.
You don't have.
I don't understand what the hell's going on, though.
Okay, let's reset this, too. This is Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, who's just a tremendous guest, and we're lucky to have him. For the audience members out there who feel like police in the big cities are not doing enough, if they have someone who's committed a violent act and did not enter this country legally, what do you say to that individual? Because there are, as you know, millions across this country who have that belief.
Yeah, and, you know, people are committing violent crime. We don't want them here. Nobody does, right? We're going to go out and arrest them, right? And I thought that's what they were doing. If you got 3,000 people here, right, we shouldn't have a single person left in the state that meets that criteria, right? And I think people understand, like, there's an article in the Star Tribune today how the amount of people that they have is more police officers than we have in the large departments in the metro. And they're focusing on one thing. Could you imagine if we put 3,000 squad cars on the road to stop people from speeding?
Yeah.
Right. Everybody be driving 5 miles under the speed limit, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it would look like an occupation, right? And that's the issue here that we have is, again, go back to doing what you said you were going to do and start treating people with respect, man. I mean, I get, you know, the job is tough. You know, no one wants to be out there with people blowing whistles around them and the whole nine yards, but treat people with respect and dignity, man.
Okay.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I want to get to that, too, because I'll just kind of summarize very briefly where I stand on protesters. I'm all for protesters speaking out in a respectful way. I get concerned, and I know just following someone with the proper distance is not against the law, but I do get worried when they're getting close to vehicles, they're swerving in front of vehicles. I'm with you 100%. I should be handling this 100% better, but there have been too many examples of protesters who've taken that latitude too far. When I think there's a way to have your voice heard all the time, but not feeling like, okay, I'm now a citizen and I'm going to get in the road. I'm going to get in between what they're doing. Isn't that a line of too far?
Oh, too, as a citizen, and again, they are law enforcement officers, right? You do not have the right to interfere with a law enforcement operation, right? There's processes to deal with this stuff afterwards. We've had police officers that have been followed home by some of these folks. Right. Like, and that presents a dangerous situation. We've had cops ambushed before. Right. So you start following people home or following them, that could get dangerous. But, you know, I want to add one thing to this because I would be remiss.
Sure.
I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people in the affected communities with this.
Right.
And one aspect that the big aspect that has been missing from this is their voice. And one of the things, the main thing that that's been conveyed to me is that the people who are doing this movement aren't really focusing on the issue that would help them. And the issue is comprehensive immigration reform, right? And nobody running for office, none of these folks out here right now are talking about this. Because even if these folks left today, the law is still in place, right? It's a convoluted system that, and this isn't my political speech because I'm not giving a political piece. I'm just conveying what was relayed to me is that no one is talking about fixing this convoluted system that we have. Because you look, you got a lot of people here who have done everything that they were told to do, and then someone snaps a finger, and now they're here illegally, and they're carting them out of here.
Right.
Right. And that's the piece that is missing from this, and I wish, you know, that could get more attention for these folks so they could feel like their voice is being heard.
I couldn't agree more. There has to be a way where all sides are heard, but we have something in totality to make this better. I'm of the opinion, and this is a bit political, so if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. I'm of the opinion, if we're talking about somebody who, yes, did not get in the line the right way, but left a country where it was violent, and either they individually did not have a chance for success or their family didn't have a chance for success, they come here. Let's say they moved to Bloomington, and they're now here 17 years, and they're a doctor, they're a teacher, they're a lawyer, they work at a bakery. I'm sorry, my emphasis is not ICE has to track that person down. I think we need to find a way, maybe it's not direct citizenship, whatever it might be, but those individuals who have become members of our community, our friends, but they weren't lucky enough to be born in Bloomington. They left someplace where they didn't think they have a chance. And if you think that should be the emphasis of this, I just disagree 100%.
Yeah, and that's the issue, right? I mean, you summed it up right there, where there's not, the system is convoluted, right, for these folks. And I think both parties politically have had control of Congress and the presidency at various times, and neither party has decided to deal with this, right? And that's it. Let's get it done. Let's deal, you know, let's put it out there, because it makes it easier for, you know, the folks in the federal government to enforce this law, right? I mean, before all this madness started happening, you had to have specialized training to enforce immigration law, and that's why only ICE and Customs and Border Patrol did it, because the laws are so convoluted. And now you have untrained people out here. I shouldn't say untrained. I'll say not adequately trained people.
47 days is not enough.
No. Oh, God, no. Trying to interpret these laws, right? Let's get this system fixed, and I think it'll be better for all of us. And then, you know, and this ain't a political statement, because I don't think anybody would make the statement or agree that our current system works the way it is.
Last thing, I'll let you go. If someone is a Bloomington resident, when would they call the Bloomington police regarding any interaction with any of the federal authorities?
You know, people can call us. You know, we'll still come out and respond. But understand, they are law enforcement officers, and they are enforcing the laws that they are allowed to enforce. We're not allowed to enforce immigration law. So, for example, if you call us out there to verify that someone's an American citizen, we don't have the ability to do that, right? And that's one thing. And, you know, we typically going out to, you know, people are out in these protest spaces and whatnot, to make sure that everybody stays the way they need to do, so everybody's safe. But, yeah, that, like I said, if you got an issue, call us. We're going to come, right? And then depending on what's happening will depend on what we do. But federal law enforcement officers are law enforcement officers. They do have the right to enforce federal law. And I just want to be clear on this. No local police department, because we get a lot of calls on due process and arresting people. We don't have the ability to verify if someone's a citizen or not, because we don't have access to those databases. So that's an issue that that people have to deal with the federal government.
Would you like to have access?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you get access, now you got to sign it. Now we're going to do immigration enforcement. And I don't want to do it. That's their job. Like, they're not going to come here and write speeding tickets for us or solve our domestics, right? And that's their job, right? And again, that's the piece. We're all in the executive branch. Our job is to enforce the law, and they're just enforcing the laws that are on the books.
I always appreciate the time. Stay safe, and thanks so much for doing what you're doing, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Booker Hodges, Bloomington Police Chief, right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.